says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Because you can't starve us out and you can't make us run. Those wind and moan boys raised on shotguns. We say grace and we say ma'am. If you ain't into that, we don't give a damn. We came from the West Virginia coal mines and the Rocky Mountains and the western skies. And we can skin a buck, we can run a trot line, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I had a good friend in New York City. He never called me by my name, just Hillbilly. My grandpa taught me how to live off the land, and his taught him to be a businessman. He used to send me pictures of the Broadway nights, and I'd send him some homemade wine. But he was killed by a man with a switchblade knife. For $43, my friend lost his life. I'd love to spit some beech nut in that dude's eyes and shoot him with my old 45, 'cause a country boy can survive.
Yes, a country boy can survive. And this is your country boy coming to you from North Dakota here on Friday, February 3rd, 2023. This is James Kelso. We'll be together for 1 hour in our Monday through Friday, 9 to 10 p.m. East Coast Trump Phenomenon radio show. And if my audio sounds a little different to you tonight, it may be that I'm talking on my cell phone because I stupidly hit update on my Windows, Windblows, as some people say, or micro suck. I stupidly hit update, and I didn't allow half an hour. I thought it could be done in 10 minutes, but I need to remember that's not true. So here we are. We'll be back on my computer's array here. We'll just do the first segment, I believe, here on my cell phone. And so welcome to the Trump Phenomenon Show. If you want to call in, well, too bad. For the first segment, I don't think we should bother trying to take calls while I'm talking on my cell phone. But when we do get to calls, 512-248-8252. Okay, so let's see, to pique your interest and get your motor going. Let's start with one story that we were talking about a little bit last night and I think is essential to the Trump phenomenon. And Roger Stone says it better than I can say it. I think you all know who Roger Stone is, a close friend of Donald Trump's, a longtime friend, and a very astute political observer and incredibly determined old guy who is unflagging. Doesn't matter if his health is giving him all kinds of trouble and so on, he just soldiers on. Incredible. You wouldn't know it unless you heard about it, that he had some problem. He's just nattily attired and with a big smile and charging forward. But here's a story from Roger Stone. Let me share it with you right now. I can get myself oriented. And here it is. I'm looking at this story. And this his website, he calls it Stone Cold Truth, his newsletter. And here's what he says. Is 2024, is Trump the peace candidate? And then Roger Stone writes, Trump must emerge as the peace candidate to stick out in the pool of neocons committed to even greater funding and danger in Ukraine. Now, he says it all there in one single sentence. And let me reorient myself in the story. Past his lead sentence here. He says, let me skip down here a little bit. He says, for months, Donald Trump's critics have insisted that he has worn out his welcome with the voters, and that Republicans particularly, are ready to move on to another less polarizing standard bearer. Now, by the way, you don't hear this from large numbers of people. You hear this from the pundit class, the ruling class, the elite class out of our government and our power structure, that they must move on to a less polarizing standard bearer, very specifically Florida Governor Ron DeSantis. Trump, they tell us, is damaged goods. Trump's campaign, they tell us, is dead in the water. Republicans, they tell us, and keep in mind who they are looking for a winner. And then Roger Stone writes, the polls reflect none of this. A new Harvard-Harris poll conducted by respected pollsters Mark Penn shows that not only would Trump defeat either President Joe Biden seeking re-election, but would also handily defeat Vice President Kamala Harris were she to be the Democratic nominee. Perhaps more importantly, the sample of 2,050 voters also showed that Trump would defeat either Biden or Harris by a wider margin than the Florida governor. Think about that for a second. And remember, it's hard to imagine or find a poll that isn't a poll that's intended to guide you, to lead you. It's to deceive you into believing something that isn't happening is happening, or that something that is happening isn't happening. In other words, it's hard to find a truthful poll. But even with this polls as they are, they're showing all these things to be true about Donald Trump. Trump, so you can imagine, it's even truer than they say. Trump leads Biden by a margin of 46 to 41%, while he would beat Harris by a margin of 48 to 40. And Trump would beat Biden by greater margins than DeSantis. Now here's another one. An Emerson College poll last week gave Trump a narrow 44 to 41% lead over Biden in a hypothetical 2024 election. Going down, Publications like Real Clear Politics often take all current polls within a given time period and publish the averages, an interpretive tool which is both legitimate and valuable. At the same time as the Harvard-Harris poll, a Morning Consult poll showed that Trump held a 17% advantage over DeSantis among Republican primary voters in selecting a primary presidential nominee. Let me tell you, folks, that is skewed. There's no way, if you have been felt the pulse of the MAGA movement and of the in the Republican Party, there's no way that Trump has merely a 17% advantage over DeSantis. That's ridiculous. I think when it comes right down to it, I think Donald Trump, just my own personal, in my own head poll, I think Donald Trump has a 60% lead over Ron DeSantis, something big like that. And he says, interestingly, these poll numbers come out, this is Roger Stone, at a time that Trump has taken significant criticism from the fake news media over his handling of classified documents stored at Mar-a-Lago. Notice that they're pounding nonstop. If it's not this, then it's that, pounding on Donald Trump. And remember, most of the people out there in la-la land are, you know, they're watching CNN, they're watching MSDNC. So, I mean, you know, fewer and fewer of them are doing that. Their numbers are crashing. But they're not listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. And they're not watching Real America's Voices. And at the same time, back to Stone, that a politically motivated prosecution of his real estate company was generating headlines, negative headlines, in New York State. DeSantis, now listen to this. This is important. Stone's giving me good information here. DeSantis, by contrast, has benefited from a $50 million paid media campaign, including digital advertising in Iowa, New Hampshire, and South Carolina. Ostensibly for fundraising, but in reality, to begin building a political base nationally. Now, that's the first time I've read that sentence. Roger Stone, he has his ear to the ground. He knows what's going on. That's very interesting. So Ron DeSantis, I'm liking him even less now that I hear that he has spent $50 million on ads, of course, featuring himself, in Iowa, New Hampshire, and South Carolina. Funny that, isn't it? Those are the first three states of the Republican primary. So that's a lot of money to waste, Ron. $50 million promoting not Donald Trump, but Ron DeSantis. I don't like that. If anything, these polls demonstrate both the intensity of Trump's current support and the durability of his 2024 candidacy. And he says, I also outlined some of the pitfalls for Governor DeSantis last week. And then here he's quoting himself. He says, only because former President Donald Trump has elected to formally announce his candidacy for another term in the White House has the 2024 presidential cam officially begun. The race can't start until the front runner starts it. John Sears, the canny political strategist for both Richard Nixon and Ronald Reagan that I worked for in the 1976 and 1980 Reagan campaigns, once taught me, Donald Trump, with a very intense hold on at least 45% to 48% of the national Republican primary vote, is most definitely the front runner. Some Trump critics working for his defeat say that this is the limit of Trump's potential support, indicating that he would be vulnerable in a two-party race. These rhino operators miss 3 points. And I don't know that they're missing the points. I think they're just plain lying. First, there is the real intensity of Trump's voters. They are rock solid and never likely to be wooed away by a challenger. You can say that again. that is true in spades. And anybody in the MAGA movement senses that in their bones. Second, it is highly unlikely that the 2024 contest will be a two-person race, although there is no doubt whatsoever that Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, who President Trump most definitely single-handedly elevated to the governorship, is certain to run. Okay, now that's very interesting, because, I mean, Roger Stone knows more in his little finger about inside politics than I will ever know. So that's a very powerful statement. I myself did not have the data to make that conclusion, that DeSantis is certain to run. In fact, I've said I don't think DeSantis will run when he sees how much damage it will create to himself. The field will likely include former Secretary of State and CIA Director Mike Pompeo, who we're now learning is a rhino, former UN Ambassador Nikki Haley, another rhino, South Carolina Senator Tim Scott, I don't know what the angle is there, South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem, and she's proved to be disappointing of late, showing some rhino tendencies in my neighboring state of South Dakota, and former, now, when you're talking rhino, right at the head of the class, this next man, former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie, Mr. Rhino himself, even looks like a rhinoceros, and potentially, here's another rhino, potentially Georgia Governor Brian Kemp. Remember, Brian Kemp's the guy who supervised the fraudulent elections in Georgia, which kicked away two U.S. Senate seats for the Republican Party just to hurt Donald Trump, and who would not allow any audit or examination of the voting, the tabulations in Georgia. Florida Senator Rick Scott, no fan of DeSantis and close to Trump, has seemingly decided to forego a 2024 candidacy. Okay, so let's take, that's Rick Scott, not South Carolina's Tim Scott. But neither his resources nor his determination should be ignored. I'm going to skip down some other minor people here that are, I think, beside the point. The third key factor Trump's critics miss is that there is still a group of voters who are not for him today, but who have strongly supported him in the past and whose votes he can clearly still win. While this pool is relatively small, it's large enough to put him over 50% of the vote if he can conduct an outsider campaign in which he stresses his extraordinary economic achievements. He must also emerge as the peace candidate. Now, this is where Stone's going to go with this article. He must emerge as the peace candidate in what is really a pool of neocons committed to even greater funding and danger in Ukraine. And to that, I say, hear, hear, to Roger Stone. Americans are growingly aware. I've never heard growingly used as an adverb, but I like it. Are growingly aware that America is careening toward World War III in Ukraine, and that a bipartisan coalition of neocons in both houses of Congress have shipped more and $100 billion, as well as Patriot missiles, a big moneymaker for Raytheon, and M1A1 Abrams tanks. While most Americans are anti-Russian because of the media and support the media-created image of Zelensky's Ukraine, these same Republican voters have misgivings about multi-billion-dollar foreign adventures, while America has 370, get this, I didn't know this one, 370,000 homeless veterans. We'll hold it right there on that thought and be back in just a moment. Big John.
Big John. For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions, in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience-supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen plan to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
Why don't we liberate these United States? We're the ones who need it worst. Let the rest of the world help us for change, and let's rebuild America first. Our highways and bridges are falling apart. Who's blessed and who has been cursed? There's things to be done all over the world, but let's rebuild America first.
And, boy, amazing here. You're hearing me on my cell phone. I had to go to my 11-year-old to remember my password on this particular computer. And we might actually be in. I think we are. And we'll transfer from this cell phone to my vast array of computers, unfortunately, which have to run on wind blows. And that's just the way it is. So let's go back to... This is one of the most astute observers in all of the political realm, Roger Stone. He says this, Just to refresh your memory, Americans are growingly aware that America is careening toward World War III in Ukraine, and that a bipartisan coalition of neocons in both houses of Congress have shipped more than $100 billion, as well as Patriot missiles, a big moneymaker for Raytheon. He goes on to list some of the weapons. He says this, but American voters are more concerned about multi-billion dollar foreign adventures, while America has 370,000 homeless veterans, as well as fentanyl crisis, record high gas prices, growing food shortages, and inflation that is crippling the American family. Republican voters understand that correlation, or the correlation between inflation and massive unhinged federal spending. Given Trump's success in negotiating a peace deal in the Middle East that no one thought possible, remember that? How easily the president did this. His distribution, his collection of billions of painful tariffs from the Chinese, painful for them, and his ability for the Communist Party, and his ability to convince North Korean madman Kim Jong-un to put his nuclear weapons development program on hold, all prove to voters that it is Trump, here he gets to his point here, it is Trump who can negotiate a peace in Ukraine that protects the sovereignty of Ukraine while ending the war. Trump is credible as the peace candidate. Indeed, when visiting South Carolina, Trump pledged that he would have a peace deal within 24 hours of becoming president. Trump actually ran as an anti-interventionist in 2016, tapping into the support of many who supported Ron and Rand Paul. Still true today, is it not? Trump systematically withdrew American troops from the Middle East without the disastrous consequences of Biden's bungled withdrawal from Afghanistan. Trump is the one man who could negotiate a quick and balanced deal in Ukraine. Trump's record in foreign affairs and his legendary history as a dealmaker makes this more than plausible to American voters. And, of course, one of the slogans associated with Donald Trump for decades has been the art of the deal. And he's earned his reputation there. He also wrote The Art of the Comeback. As a House member, DeSantis, now listen to this. This is new information for you out there, coming from a guy who we can regard as a completely authoritative source. As a House member, Ron DeSantis supported the Obama administration coup against the democratically elected government of Ukraine. His chief strategist and communications director, Christina Pushaw, P-U-S-H-A-W, Pushaw, has close ties to Zelensky and the Ukrainian leadership. Moreover, DeSantis has no record of successful negotiation or leadership in international affairs. Additionally, virtually all of his key financial supporters, now listen to this one, you got to listen to this one. Some of you out there might be, you know, harboring the thought, hey, DeSantis looks good, or I think I support DeSantis. Listen carefully. Additionally, virtually all of DeSantis' key financial supporters are big backers of a continued conflict in Ukraine. The enthusiastic support of both Jeb Bush, we'll stop right there and I'll let you know who the next name is going to be right after this break.
The truth. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Standing 6'4", weighing in 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science, analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. F*** you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show. Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Did you know that essential oils have had a multitude of natural health and skin uses in history, but have been somewhat forgotten by recent civilization? Susanna's Secret offers 100% pure natural oils at prices you can actually afford. Do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the one in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you will see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Purifica, another one of our products used to clean and freshen your house or give a natural scent when drying laundry. For that special lady, we offer a ginger argan oil in a beautiful cosmetic bottle or a pure argan oil, a natural acne-fighting product. Check us out at SusannaSecret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S, Secret. SusannaSecret.com.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
When I was a little boy, Mama said to me, any man can be a fool, a man is hard to be, any man can be a fool, a man is hard to be.
Welcome back, folks. And now I'm actually back on my array of computers. I'm off my silly cell phone. And boy, I'll tell you what, wind blows and microsuck really punished me there. I thought that would be a 5-minute update and restart. And in fact, it turned into, oh my goodness, it's about 40 minutes. Thank you, Bill Gates. Thank you for all the wonderful things you do for our nation. And let's see if we have managed to, if James in Vancouver has managed to survive online. James, are you there?
Yes, sir, I am.
Oh, great. Okay. Is your audio okay?
Yeah, it's good. I got a memo from Roger Stone a couple days ago on Trump being the peace candidate as a strategy.
I love it. Can you fill that in a little bit?
Well, you've got to do it.
Yeah, it's the perfect stance to take, and you know, he can thank the neocons who are running against him. They've handed it to him on a silver platter. He is, first of all, I'm very glad he was the first to declare for the presidency. Very good. Smart move. Secondly, I'm very glad that he is the only peace candidate. And overwhelmingly, the American people are not a warmongering people, and we do not relish foreign adventures. Ever since George Washington, we have not relished foreign adventures. Those have all been imposed upon us by different elites. So, yes, I think it would be a tremendous winning campaign. And we don't need to speak cynically about this, because one thing that's been true about Donald Trump ever since he came down the golden escalator in Trump Tower in 2015, Donald Trump in his heart has always been a peace candidate. He has always opposed the foreign wars, the outlandish warmongering of the deep state. So this is not something he needs to fashion as a strategy. To heed Roger Stone's advice, he merely needs to make sure he amplifies what has always been true about the Orange Man.
Give people a good option. People don't want this conflict. They're having a hell of a time making their mortgage payments, car payments, gasoline payments. Nobody needs this crap.
Yeah, utility bills. I can't believe my utility bills have skyrocketed.
Plus, now you got Chi-Com balloons coming over the United States, I understand.
Yes, that wonderful Chinese balloon just went over North Dakota after being spotted over Montana. And get this. The suspended array underneath the balloon. You might look at that, folks, and think it's a little balloon, and that the little dark thing under the bottom of the balloon might be like the size of a newspaper or something. Do you know how big it is, James? The suspended array under that balloon is the size of 3 buses.
Well, yeah, it could be an EMP device.
Okay, I haven't even thought about that. Yeah, okay, make my night, yeah. Exactly.
Word on the street is that it could be something the United States can't shoot down for fear of setting something off. You see, there's some kind of a brinkmanship deal going on here.
Oh, there could be a booby trap inside the balloon.
Yeah.
Okay, very interesting. So, yes, very interesting. But folks, think about that. The thing hanging under the balloon is the size of 3 buses. So, and it's very small on the bottom of the balloon, relatively. So the balloon must be humongous. And to just blatantly fly that over the United States, this is, you know, I'm scaring myself now, James, because this is not criminals in charge of the Chinese Communist Party, they didn't for a moment, in my mind, they didn't fantasize, well, we'll sneak a balloon that must be, if the array underneath is the size of 3 buses, the balloon must be the size of a large building. Yep. We're not going to sneak this balloon with no camouflage whatsoever over all of America, from the West Coast to the East Coast. So this is right in our face. This is scary. Now that you mentioned that this might be an electromagnetic pulse device, and there may be others up there.
Well, I hear more coming.
Now, Donald Trump posted today. I'll just read it from memory. He said, shoot it down. That was his post. Yeah. Shoot it down.
Right.
And I say shoot it down also.
Those Chetniks in Washington are on the take, you see. Those traitors from Biden on down.
Yes. See? Well, and this is let me play this Trump. I'm going to play this Trump clip right now, where he talks about just what you're talking about. You're spot on. You're always on target, James. Let's go to Donald Trump and leave Roger Stone for the moment. And we'll end with this from Donald Trump.
We only have time for this. Here's his post on the balloon. He says, what does he say here? Well, he says, shoot it down. Let me go to the president. Here, let me hit refresh and go to the president. Here he is. I'm at truthsocial.com. And I'm going to try to skip to what he says to you about Red China. China. Here it is. This is Donald Trump addressing you personally today.
It's rarely even mentioned that China has many thousands of spies working in the United States in business, finance, academia, technology, media, and likely even government, very sadly. As president, I established a special initiative at the Department of Justice tasked with the sole mission of targeting Chinese espionage in the United States. Joe Biden terminated that program right away, suggesting that it was somehow racist. According to published reports, this came shortly after 160 faculty members of the University of Pennsylvania, where I went to school, the Wharton School of Finance, home of the now infamous Biden Center, wrote to Merrick Garland and demanded that the Chinese espionage initiative be shut down immediately. Congress needs to dig deep into the financial operations of the University of Pennsylvania, its Chinese donors, the Biden Center, and the Biden family, and figure out what the hell is going on. As president, I took the most dramatic action of any administration to curtail China's ability to conduct espionage in the United States. And when I'm back in the White House, those efforts will be expanded in a very, very big way. Instead of hunting down Republicans, a reformed FBI and Justice Department will be hunting down Chinese spies. We will create new partnerships with businesses and universities to give them the tools to protect themselves from insider threats. We will also impose whatever visa sanctions and travel restrictions are necessary to shut off Chinese access to American secrets in compliance with our demands and in compliance with our laws. The FBI even recently admitted that China operates a secret police force on American soil. How do you like that one? Imposing the iron fist of the Communist Party, the rule. Think of this, the Communist Party rule on Chinese nationals in the United States. Just think about that. We will shut that down and we will shut it down, Cole. Thank you very much.
Wasn't that beautiful, James?
Well, yeah. Washington, United States is filled with parasites. Parasites are destroying the United States. Parasites.
And notice that last thing he said, that the Chinese communists have imposed, they have created a police force, a Chinese Communist Party police force inside the United States to control, well, we have 330,000 Chinese students in our universities, and almost all of them are in engineering and science and aerospace. Funny thing, they don't want to study Chinese poetry or
we got Buddhist. That police presence up here. We got Chi-Com police up here too.
Oh yeah, Canada. Canada. They've actually discovered the police stations in China. You know what I heard?
Toronto,
I heard,
and Vancouver.
Somebody was like you, James, was talking about Canada, and used the phrase China-da. China-da.
That's weird, huh?
Yeah, and I heard many years ago when this was just starting, I heard somebody refer to Vancouver as Hong-couver.
Yeah. Well, they'll and just the, tell you, we want to be friends. Yo yi de, b side dr. Yo yi means friendship first. De is first. B side is competition. B side dr. means competition second. 40 years ago, they were tooting that horn.
Yeah. So the president, you know, is referring to the fact that those 330,000 students, folks, not one of them, I don't know who it was that was so eloquent saying this on TV.
I think it was, it might have been Kash Patel, who was in intelligence and was in the military. I think he was an assistant secretary of defense. Kash Patel said, not one, and he knows what he's talking about, not one single Chinese student in America is here without the bubble of the Chinese Communist Party.
Yep. They're policed by those police, you see. Those police are there to make sure they toe the party line and they don't get ideologically challenged by us First and Second Amendment people like that.
That's correct. And just think of it, folks. 330,000 Chinese students, and that's just the Chinese students. And by the way, all those Chinese students have been granted visas by the U.S. State Department because they're right. They're so studious. They're such they're such an addition to our culture. Having them studying away so hard there in those libraries at all of our universities. I mean, isn't it wonderful? Those studious Chinese in our schools, they couldn't possibly be vacuuming up every single blueprint, every single computer program. They couldn't possibly be putting those on a hard drive and sending it back to Shanghai.
Yeah. They were doing it 40 years ago when I started spying on the Chi-Coms up here in Canada.
Yeah.
40 years ago plus they were doing it.
Yeah. Yeah, they've perfected this, and they might, you know, I'll tell you what, in Beijing, you know, if you're top, the top people in the Communist Party, they must just kick back their glasses of whatever they drink and just say, how dumb are these Americans are? What dumb bunnies? What a pushover they're going to be when we make the final push on America to push it over.
Well, when you went to college, when you went to university down in the States, you probably had a lot of left-wing professors as we did up here, and that's how it started.
Yeah, yeah. I was at UCLA in the 1960s.
Yeah. In the heartland.
yeah, UCLA in the 1960s. And the process had definitely started, but, you know, the UCLA today looks like a campus in China. And it didn't, that was not happening then. And I remember I was majoring in philosophy, and the chairman of my philosophy department, Donald Kalish, was a proud member of the Communist Party.
Which party?
The Communist Party.
Oh, of course, yes.
He was the chairman of my philosophy department at UCLA. And we're talking back the mid-1960s, folks. So, yes, and they've been doing it now for more than half a century. And Donald Trump is the first fly in the ointment. He's the first guy to push back. And I love in that message we just heard from Donald Trump, I love how he said, when I am reelected, when I return to the Oval Office, I will build up that action against communist infiltration of America. And then he said, very, very, two verys, very, very bigger than what we were doing in my first administration. So he shows over and over again, he is a man who has learned. He has learned on the job. And I'll tell you, when he comes back, day one of the Trump administration of January 20th, he'll be sworn in on the 20th. I'll bet you after he swears on the Bible, he and Melania will hightail it back to the White House. And hopefully the disinfecting of the White House will have been completed, because I'm sure Donald Trump will have the whole place fumigated.
I wouldn't doubt that.
But on day one, he will sit at the Resolute desk there in the Oval Office, and he will probably have a stack of executive orders, a foot high, that he will sign, including and reinstating so many of these things that he did in the first administration and plus many more. And I guarantee you, right now, Donald Trump has staff writing those executive orders. because it'll take him 2 years to write all the executive orders he needs to sign immediately. And hopefully, boys and girls, hopefully in this upcoming election of 2024, we will have not just the recapturing the White House for the third time. We won in 2020, but we'll win again in 2024. We'll also increase our margin in the House, led by people like Matt Gaetz. And wow, I watched Matt Gaetz being interviewed by Steve Bannon today. Remember, Steve Bannon was Donald Trump's top intellectual advisor. And that will be true again. He'll be back at the right hand of Donald Trump. We've got one more break. James, can you hang around?
Yep.
We'll be right back, folks.
The free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tldtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Carrie: great product, and I will continue to use. I've been taking it for over a year now. I'm 60 and feel great. I would highly recommend this product to anyone over the age of 40. Amazon customer, 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. Extendivite has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Great product. I use regularly, and I rarely get sick. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Some folks call me a rambling man. I do a lot of thumbing and kicking cans, and it wouldn't do an ounce of good to call my name. 'Cause daddy's name wasn't Willie Woodrow, and I wasn't born and raised in no ghetto.
Hey, here we are. This is in our last segment. We got James in Vancouver with us, and I'm just going to take a second here to say hi to Pat in Fort Worth. Pat, hi.
Hi. James, better watch out. Some of those bombs from World War II have not exploded until last year in Canada.
Okay.
So World War II, they did the same thing. They had paperweight bombs with explosives on them, but the Navy shot them down. They
An electromagnetic pulse, Pat, is something that will ruin your whole day.
Well, and, I know, but I'm just saying, if the president says shoot the balloon down, shoot it down. But
the beauty of an electromagnetic pulse for an aggressor is that it leaves all the beautiful things that we Americans have built for centuries, all the beautiful stuff we've built, and all of our farms and our roads and railways, leaves them all intact. You know, they have to replace the circuit boards and the trains and stuff, but everything's intact. But now, thank you, Pat, for calling. Let me move on to something, that we can close with, that James and I can then close with. And that is, if you go to truthsocial.com, folks, sometime tonight, look at Donald Trump's post he made 9 hours ago. And this graphically, the president is really quite an artist. He thinks graphically and visually very brilliantly. It's a picture of the president. It takes up your whole screen. A picture of him. Let's see if he's in his red tie. Yes, he's in his red tie. He must have about 20 of this particular tie. And it's a picture of him with his shouting or proclaiming loudly. And I'm trying to think of something you've all seen that is the expression he has on his face. If you remember from the movie 300, which is the story of the Spartans at Thermopylae, King Leonidas, who was the leader of the Spartans, and Donald Trump is our King Leonidas. And if you're not familiar with that story or that movie, you want to watch the movie and certainly familiarize yourself with the story of the Spartans at Thermopylae, and which means the hot gates of northern Greece. It's Donald Trump shouting, and if you had to put a caption on his face, it's the line from Leonidas, who's talking to the Persian ambassador, who's demanding that they surrender. He's demanding a surrender of the Spartans. He's going to be nice and let Leonidas live if they will surrender. And Leonidas plants his foot in the chest of the Persian ambassador, who's a big dude. He's a big you're not going to trifle with this person. He plants his foot in the middle of the chest, and they're standing by a well in the middle of Sparta. And Leonidas proclaims in a loud voice, looking like Donald Trump in this picture that you'll see in his thread, "This is Sparta." And he kicks him into the well to his death. And that's what Trump looks like. And his caption is, "This is how I feel about our country and how it is being totally ruined and destroyed." Because, folks, this is America. We'll see you all again Monday night, right here in the Trump Clubhouse. Thank you, James.
Thank you. Have a good weekend.
You too. Don't stop believing.
Hi, Tom Bolton for EaseOff. I know so many of you are finding our EZ4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation, but today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.